the ride. Please don't enjoy the ride. Yeah.
And now more Operation Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker linked to our main freedom bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern, also available 24/7 on our YouTube channel and Rumble channels, also named Operation Freedom, where we upload one video presentation on each every week. And in addition, we are present on 24/7 at DaveJanda.com, both the free, the public side, as well as the subscription side. We hope you'll become part of our Freedom family. With your subscription, you get access to the archives for not just this show, but every radio show back to the inception of Operation Freedom radio show 10 and a half years ago. Our WTF geopolitical show, which we bring in I bring information forward from my contacts from behind the curtain, information I cannot go into on the radio or on YouTube or on Rumble. Why? Because there are deep state players at all those entities, the FCC and, of course, in social media, that will block the information, possibly take down our channel, so I can only go so far in all of those platforms, including the radio. But this is where we let it all, if you will, hang out on our WTF show every Wednesday. We also have our Insider Insight interview show. This past week, I had the great Dr. Lee Merritt speaking about flu d'état. Goes viral. It's about the virus, the jab, and the data. This is the second interview I've done with Dr. Merritt, and needless to say, the information we discuss will never be seen, heard, read, or experienced through the bought-off, lamestream, fake media tentacle of the deep state. We also have our healthcare policy series, our Department of Advanced Research show hosted by Nick Ruiz about all things tech. And we have our contributing editor section, again, all available on our subscription platform. We hope you'll become part of our Freedom family. I'm honored to have back with me someone who is a very dear friend and someone who has been a regular on this radio show for a number of years. She is one of the leaders in the academic freedom world, Dr. Robin McCutcheon. She teaches economics at the Lewis College of Business at Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. In addition to teaching her principles of economics with using principles of free market systems, imagine that on a university campus, her comparative economic systems course, lovingly dubbed the Atlas Shrugged class, is well loved and attended by her students, which she calls her patriots in training. But those same courses are also denigrated by her progressively liberal colleagues as propaganda. So what does Robin do to make them so mad? She actually uses Ayn Rand, Ludwig von Mises, to name a few, to explain in plain English how our country's founding principles lead to free markets and are the best path to liberty, freedom, and prosperity for everyone. Over 90% of Robin's students exit her courses avid and staunch either libertarians or fiscal conservatives. Robin has a PhD and obtained her PhD in economics from the great Wayne State University. It is my honor to welcome back my friend and academic freedom fighter, Dr. Robin McCutcheon. Robin, welcome back to the Operation Freedom platform.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for that great introduction. Happy Father's Day and happy Father's Day to your entire listening audience.
Well, thank you very much. And again, as I said in the last half hour, my dad on Father's Day used to, he'd say Happy Father's Day to every man, woman, and child he passed, and I'd be looking at him like, Dad, that was like a kid. Dad, that was a woman. Dad, and his response was always the same. Dave, the key to being a father is caring more about others than you do yourself. Every man, woman, and child has the ability to be a father and should be, and in fact, is a father. It's just that we're constantly told by those in the media that, well, that attitude, that philosophy doesn't exist, and nothing could be further from the truth. So happy Father's Day to my dad in heaven who looks down on us today, who this show is dedicated to. Robin, this past week, there was the G7 meeting, and then there was the summit, the big summit meeting between Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden. Joe Biden was asked about how he, prior to this meeting, about, well, how do you anticipate this is going to go? Because you referred to the president of Russia, Putin, as a killer. I want to play this clip because he ended up, not hard to believe, looking like a deer in the headlights. And I want to play this and get your input. Derek, hit the Biden clip about killer Putin.
What do you say to Vladimir Putin?
To answer the first question, I'm laughing too. Well, look, I mean, he has made clear that the answer is, I believe he has in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, there are certain things that he would do or did do. But look, when I was asked that question on air, I answered it honestly. But it's not much of a, I don't think it matters a whole lot in terms of this next meeting we're about to have. The second question was, I'd verify first and then trust.
Now, that was unedited, that whole, how he was perseverating. He just was mumbling, babbling. Robin, Houston, we got a problem.
Poor Joe. I honestly don't know why we're paying any attention to that sock puppet. I think President Putin has been a better friend to America than most anybody realizes, and why anybody's still listening or watching the mainstream media is beyond me at this point. I mean, that's my gut reaction. Why are we paying attention to that sock puppet Biden? Why?
Well, and then when it was all over, the bought-off lamestream fake media, of which Biden is a puppet for, I said, oh, he got tremendous concessions from Putin. Robin, I don't know of one concession. Putin walked away from Geneva, where this meeting was held, with no significant response to the cyber attacks, some of which have been traced to Russia. He walked away with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline in hand, while Biden is canceling pipelines like the Keystone pipeline here in North America. Putin got no real pushback against maybe some of the interactions that have been going on in Ukraine. Yet the bought off lamestream fake media wants everybody to believe, oh, Biden was tough. He got tremendous concessions from Putin. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, Robin. I don't see a concession in the House.
I'm sure President Putin drove away from that summit laughing his ass off. I think he only confirmed to himself what a puppet Biden is to other countries that are not friendly to Russia. I'm pretty sure that President Putin confirmed for himself that for him and his country, Russia is first, and he's going to damn well keep it that way. And again, why are we listening to what the mainstream media says about any of this? They've been lying to us for years. Why do we put any credence into what those people say? Why?
You're right, Robin. They've been wrong across the board on everything, or complicit
and
complicit in hiding.
Not just wrong; they have lied to us. It's worse than wrong. Wrong, yeah. Mistaken, misunderstanding. I could understand. I could forgive that. But they have been lying to us, and that's unforgivable.
Well, and as you said, they are, and we've hammered home many times before, thousands of times before. They are a tentacle of the deep state. There's one individual by the name of Klaus Schwab, who's the head of the World Economic Forum. When the pandemic was just starting to get a little legs, he said, quote, "The pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world. There is an urgent need for global stakeholders to cooperate and simultaneously manage the direct consequences of the COVID-19 crisis to improve the state of the world. The World Economic Forum is starting the Great Reset Initiative, of which their puppet, Basement Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris all signed on for." I want now to play a recent, more recent clip, now that he's kind of, you know, now they've done their dirty with COVID. Let's talk about what they're planning next. This was a recent quote he came out with, and has actually, some people said, well, now you must not have stated exactly what you meant. And he said, no, it's exactly what I meant. Let's play this clip here. Derek, hit it.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons the cybersecurity community can draw and improve our preparedness for a potential cyber pandemic.
Robin?
Well, Herr Schwab, thanks so much for giving us the heads up of what you're going to do next to us, or try to do next to us, because since COVID didn't work out so well for you, you couldn't keep everybody locked down, you couldn't keep everybody masked up, you couldn't keep everybody 6 feet apart. Well, so let's let the deep state go after all of our infrastructure and all of our, you know what? The bad guys always have to tell us what they're about to do before they do it to us. And I think that since COVID has gotten away from them, in other words, they don't have that excuse now to keep us locked down. Why? They're just going to let the deep state go after our infrastructure, our internet infrastructure, or transportation, or food, or, man, they are grasping at straws. Those poor deep staters must be absolutely panicked. Good. I hope they are. Schwab, I don't understand. When this is all over, I think that after Nuremberg 2.0 happens, we're going to see a lot of people who we thought might have been on our side come up a little bit short.
Well, like at this point, Robin, if we do if we surveil the just the agencies, the cabinet level levels, departments in our own government, they all not just failed, they all threw every American under the bus.
Well, why wouldn't they? They're government. They're meant to rule us. Some of this is my ancestors and your ancestors' fault for kind of sitting back and not paying too close attention to who we were sending into government. Some of this is our fault, but we are correcting this. The government, the federal government, is not here to help us. There's nobody riding to our rescue. We are rescuing ourselves by your show, by people like Trader Steph. We are rescuing ourselves because we are pulling ourselves out of this hole, and we're going to look back into all of these government agencies, whether they're federal, state, or local, and we're going to be able to pinpoint you, that one there, that's the bad one. We've got to, everyone in your listening audience needs to become involved in their local and state politics. Go and sit in a school board meeting. Go to the county commissioner's meeting. Find out who is the bad apple and find out what they have done to us, what we have allowed them to do to us, and stop allowing them to do that to us. This is, I have said on your show for the last year, that COVID has been the greatest gift God ever gave us because it has revealed to everyone, it has revealed to us exactly what the deep state has been doing all these decades. And now they want to take over. They want to turn America into a communist country. Well, by God in heaven, I am not letting that happen. That's why I've been speaking out in my classes. That's why I have my conference every year. That's why you do what you do, because we are not going to allow this to happen. period. They can't have America. I'm not going to let them. I'm holding the line at Marshall University, and I'm begging my academic colleagues across the world and everyone else, stand up. Find out what you can do. Maybe it's just putting out a blog. Maybe it's just gathering a group of your neighbors together to chit-chat and have coffee. Whatever it is you do, you have to start reaching out to people. Remember, the deep state thinks that they can turn us against each other. No. These are our neighbors. These are our friends. These are our family. And even if they don't hold the same ideological, political ideas that we do, they are still our loved ones. So reach out and love them.
And that's exactly, you know, a great Father's Day message, actually. Reach out and love somebody. That's what Father's Day is about. And this is what the deep state wants to avoid at all costs. They do not want people reaching out to each other and finding common ground. They want people knifing each other because they are all about death, destruction, and dividing and conquering. And one single way that you can make a difference, because people say, well, I don't know how I can make a difference. No, here's how you can make a difference. Reach out to others and lend a helping hand. And don't be afraid to provide information to whomever you reach out to. Because it's building bridges that the deep state does not want. And, you know, Robin, you're a classic example of this. You know, when you first came on the show years ago, people said, oh, that Dr. McCutcheon, she's so good, but oh, poor Dr. McCutcheon, because she's in the academic world, and oh, Dr. McCutcheon, oh, poor, Dr. McCutcheon they're just going to stomp on her. Well, in fact, Robin, because of your leadership, there is not a week that goes by that I do not hear from a myriad of people within academics who have been inspired by you, actually another individual as well, Dr. Michael Rechtenwald, and these individuals said, you know, I thought I was alone, but I'm not alone. And you reaching out have empowered each one of those, Phil. And at this point, it's many hundreds in the academic world around our country have reached out to me because of your segments on this show and Mike Rechtenwald's segments on this show.
Well, your listening audience is one of the smartest listening audiences really ever in internet and radio. And people like Mike Rechtenwald and some of colleagues that I've met across the country, they are truly the bravest people I've ever known, because the academic system is designed as a communist system. It is designed to squash innovation. It is designed to pummel you into the ground unless you actually know what the university policy is, and then you can hit back, I mean, with the policy. And so, you know, half the battle is figuring out where is it in the policy that is my sword and my shield. And I found it. And I have sent those same messages to my academic colleagues who I have seen in news media, not the mainstream media, but news media, who have fallen upon hard times or have started to be crucified either by their students or their administration, and I've reached out to them to say, hey, you have this segment in your policy, use it, and they do. And so, see, those are the kind of things that every one of us inside of the university system can do. Just speak out. Every university, I'll bet my bottom dollar, every single university has an academic freedom policy. You better get familiar with that policy. Start speaking out. Start telling the truth to your students. I don't care if you're teaching history or English or basket weaving. Start telling the truth to your students, because they are there to learn. They're not there to be indoctrinated. They are there to learn how to use their critical thinking skills, their logic, their reasoning. Teach them this, because they're not getting it in K-12. Those students are our future. So, but that's the thing. Those students are our future. That's why we have to stand up to this. That's why we have to stiffen our spines and pull onto us the full armor of God, because we are in a battle. We are in a war, a psyops, for the heart and soul of this country. And by God in heaven, I am not going to stand in front of God at the end of my life and say, nope, I didn't do anything. I sat on my ass. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say I did everything in my power to help eliminate the deep state from this world, period. Hold the line. Don't bend your principles.
Let's talk about one of the arms you do that. You have a website, and you and educate our listeners on the website, and educate our listeners on the contents of that website, because you actually have your courses on that site. Educate our listeners, Robin.
So my website is linksync.com, and I'm going to spell it for you. It's LYNC-SYNC.com, linksync.com. And on the home page, at the top of the page are links to my economic lectures, my freedom lectures, which is my Atlas Shrugged course. And I've also posted there the link to my 9th annual conference, which is coming up March 11, 2022. We're back in North Myrtle Beach. We're going to be face-to-face. Everyone is invited to come. I want professors. I want students. I want common, ordinary people there, because we are going to be talking about some of the things that you can do to free yourself, remove your debt, get yourself free. Thank you for asking about that.
So, Robin, I received my MD degree from Northwestern University in Chicago. And the president of Northwestern is an individual by the name of Morton Shapiro. Probably one of the grand poobahs of the woke movement. You'll find this interesting. This from Mark Lennon. De-woked. Northwestern President Shapiro changes tune on opinion diversity in higher education. Quote, beliefs aren't facts. He said, quote, no evidence could possibly persuade the academics at this institution that they are mistaken. End quote. It seems
one
like
of the hard...
Martin Shapiro has gotten a little bit of Robin McCutcheon in him.
Well, I would be honored if that was actually true, that he actually really did listen to me. But listen, one of the hardest things for any human to do is to admit that they're wrong. They would rather be bitten by snakes than to admit that they're wrong. And so that's why when we're reaching out to our friends, our neighbors, our family members, we must reach out with love. It's not their fault if they've been watching the mainstream media that they've been misled. How can we blame them if all they're taking in is the lies from the MSM? How can we blame them? So reach out with love. Reach out right now to the person next to you and give them a big hug and say, I love you. Call a friend. Call a family member. Say, I love you. Let's get together for coffee.
Dr. Robin McCutcheon, link, LYNC-SYNC.com. Robin, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor.